You can fight City Hall. So says former Seattle City Council member Nick Licata in his new book called Becoming a Citizen Activist. Until the alternative socialist Shama Sawant came along, Licata was Seattle's most leftist office holder. KUOW's Ross Reynolds asked Licata if there is not some irony in him saying you can fight City Hall since he was in City Hall for 16 years.
Well, I was a citizen activist long before I got in the city council, and I think what I tried to do is continue to be an activist while I was on the city council.
I talked to Frank Chopp, the House Speaker, about this. He was an activist before he became a politician.
That's right.
And he said being a political – when you're a successful politician, you are a political activist because you can't do things alone and you're rallying the community to support the issues that you want to have come forward. And he gave the example of getting people down to Olympia to testify. What do you think about that?
He's absolutely right. If you're going to be not just a successful politician, because there are some politicians who continue to get reelected, and in my estimation, they're not successful in making – prominent, important, I would say, democratic changes.
You want to name some names?
No, I won't.
All right.
You can read the book. No. But I would say that if you're really going to make our democratic system work, then you have to involve people outside the political system. You have to involve the average person, and you have to let that person know and feel that they're going to have some leverage. I would say 9 times out of 10, I was in agreement with people who came to my office and said they wanted to do something. Usually it was around social justice or racial equity issues or economic opportunity things. And so I'd say, yeah, okay, let's do it. Don't spend your time trying to convince me. Let's talk about how we move forward on this. And that's what I'm trying to do with the book, is try to basically how to get something done.
You were the first person in your family to go to college?
First person to graduate from high school and go to college.
How did that influence you to become an activist?
I saw how my father, who never went beyond 8th grade, was actually a pawn on the chessboard. And my mother didn't graduate either. She was forced out. She was an orphan, and her guardians forced her to quit high school so they would support them. They didn't really have many opportunities. They made the best they could. But it often seemed to me that their future was being decided by other people. They really didn't do the things they wanted to do, even though they had talent. And I just decided that that's not right.
What was the first time you became a citizen activist?
One of the first things that occurred to me was that you cannot expect the people who have authority to always look out for your interests. And that really came across on the playground. I was at a Catholic school, and there were—
Those nuns were not looking out for you?
They weren't looking out for me. There was this— actually, it wasn't looking out for anyone, actually. There was this this kid who was overweight and was being chased by these other folks, other boys in the playground. They were just jumping all over him. And I saw this nun there who's the playground, and I said, you know, hey, you got to do something. This kid's being, like, you know, pounced on. And her response was, he'll take care of himself. And that was like, and I really the true believer in a sense of, you know, the church knew everything, they were going to watch out. And when that happened, it was like, okay, I get it. You really have to work with others if you're going to get something done.
And did you?
And I did, yes.
What'd you do?
Well, that was 3rd grade, but as I went forward, I actually started an underground newspaper in high school, but in college is where I really sort of blossomed.
And what campus was this?
This was Bowling Green State University, and I joined, at that time it was called Students for Democratic Society, SDS. We were accused of being communists, and I had grown up, my dad was a barber, reading John Birch material, because that's John Birch just came and got a haircut. And so I was familiar with this conspiracy theory, and I realized, oh, I see. It's like everyone thinks there's a conspiracy out there controlling, you know. The communists were controlling us, these youths who just basically had some ideas. And I organized the campus to think about what their concerns were. And using that as a theme, I ran for student body president, and I won. I won against actually the most well-known fraternity guy on campus.
So a politician early on.
Early on.
But I got to ask you about the people might be surprised to hear that Nick Licata, well-known kind of lefty guy's father, had John Birch Society material in his barbershop that he ran. Did he like that stuff himself?
To a certain extent. I mean, I read that material before I read anything else.
So your dad, who has this John Birch material, sees his son, Nick, go to college,
right,
become politically active.
Right.
What was that interaction like with him when you went in that direction?
You know, I thought he was going to be like very negative and react against it. He wasn't. I mean, to a certain extent, he was still a creature of his environment. I mean, to him it was like, oh, that's a, and when I became student body president, oh, that's a nice gavel. You know, it was at that level.
Nick Licata is outgoing Seattle City Council member, and he's talking to me about his new book. It's called Becoming a Citizen Activist, which is a really a guidebook, and it goes through a lot of issues that he worked with here in Seattle, analyzes them in short form, and comes up with some lessons learned from them to pass on to people that would like to be citizen activists. And one of them that struck me was there was a debate in the city over whether we should outlaw aggressive panhandling.
Right.
City Council member Tim Burgess pushed for that.
Yes.
And you drew an important lesson from the activists who successfully challenged that and persuaded the mayor to veto that legislation.
Yes.
And what was that message?
Well, the message was, I think, that you have to attack the underlying assumptions often that people make for why they want to get bad legislation passed. In this case, the underlying assumption was panhandlers are criminals, essentially. They're threatening. They're going to hurt you. And the second lesson was, if you attack that underlying assumption, what are the facts? What's the data? And we went out and got the data, and we analyzed it and showed that there was no correlation whatsoever.
And it was the very same data that Tim Burgess was using to say we needed to criminalize
exactly.
aggressive panhandling.
Yes. Yes.
But looking at it more deeply, you found counter indications
right.
within the information.
Right. At heart, I'm actually a researcher. I like being an investigative reporter because I think there's excitement in discovering new things that demolish myths.
Demolishing Myths, that's the former Seattle City Council member Nick Licata, whose new book is called Becoming a Citizen Activist, Stories, Strategies, and Advice for Changing Our World. He talked with KUOW's Ross Reynolds.